Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z. Here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously I'm talking about food, food being good for the heart. And in particular, this is a little bit of a reminder, a lesson for the month of Ramadan when it comes to food. Because obviously during the suhoor time, before we start the fast, and then in the evening for our iftar, when we break the fast, and indeed for the feast at the end of the month of Ramadan, maybe we just need to remind ourselves of, you know, what is important. How much food do we really need? So obviously we have hadith that tell us that there's nothing more harmful to the believer's heart than having too much food. And you know, I was trying to get my head around this. How does this work? You know, and we've all for sure been in this situation, obviously, because we know it from fasting. How is it when we, you know, when we are fasting? How do we feel? Do we feel just a little bit sort of light? And because obviously, you can imagine this is going more to the physical function. You know, when we've eaten, it also takes, in a sense, we derive energy from food, but at the same time, having to sort of process and deal with too much food also tends to sort of make us a little bit tired. And you've probably found that if you've had a light meal, just a little snack, you probably feel reasonably awake, alert. And then if you've had a heavy meal, obviously it's going to start weighing you down. And so this, according to Islam, really does affect our heart. And so obviously what is it we're trying to achieve as Muslims? Let's say not just on a day-to-day basis, but for sure as we move through life, you know, we want to try and sort of purify our heart because, you know, with some of the things we do on a daily basis, little things that we think aren't so bad, but, you know, bit by bit, our heart becomes a bit polluted. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously I'm talking about food for the heart. So obviously during, and obviously this is referring to the month of Ramadan, but as with anything, it goes way beyond that, extends to how we live our lives really. But this idea that the heart hardens and a full belly weighs down on the heart. So obviously this is something we need to maybe just explain a bit. So for example, you can imagine that this hadith tell us that this is one of the worst things, that, you know, the having this full belly, one of the worst things we can do to ourselves. And you can imagine maybe if we have, like we've sat down for iftar and there's a huge spread and maybe we just keep eating and eating. And then we have one dish and then we see another dish we haven't tried. And then we think, oh, but there's all these dessert dishes, these sweet things too. I must have some of those. And maybe then we get the taste for it and we think, oh, I want to have an iftar like that the next day. And in a sense, this is the idea that more and more desires are aroused just from eating too much. We become a little bit preoccupied with, in a sense, material pleasures. So obviously, and some of the things that are said about hunger, so there's something about hunger, you know, we're not talking, and the hunger that we experience on a daily basis during Ramadan, it's very controlled, it's very moderated, it really isn't very much. These are just a few hours, basically. You know, these can be counted easily, these hours. So hunger, for example, is said to be like a condiment for the believers. It nourishes the spirit. Obviously, I've said it's food for the heart and health for the body. So obviously, this is one of the most beautiful things we can do for us. And there's a, just to finish off with, so the Holy Prophet, for example, said that the son of Adam fills no worse vessel than his belly. So let's just bear this in mind during this coming month of Ramadan, inshallah. And so inshallah you've gained some insights for today. And inshallah you also tune in to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.